This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
This live show of WW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers to receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And welcome to WW Today live show for 2010, the first one of the year. It's Sunday, January 31st, 2010, and I'm Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Len, how is it from the Great White North Carolina?
Penguins walking around outside. And my neighbors are building an igloo. I think Fred Hazleton is around here somewhere. I'm not entirely sure. I heard someone playing Rush music earlier. My God, it is like we're in the Arctic.
That's right, eh?
Definitely.
Sobriety can wait until tomorrow. Go ahead, Matt.
Where's the live by?
Sobriety's for suckers. Go ahead.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Matt, now let's move ahead to ancient Egypt because something is about to happen here that will change the future forever.
I don't know what it is, Mike, but I just want to take a second to thank the Phoenicians.
They invented it.
And all the ships at sea.
That's awesome. Call it the first backup system.
Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
Also joining us on today's show from his dungeon is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Wasn't Scopa a Phoenician?
That's right.
You've seen civilizations come and go.
I can't believe I didn't make a Spaceship Earth joke. Bravo.
I was waiting. Cool. See, I fill in.
Also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, I'm ready for the sun to come out, and let's heat North Carolina up. We're tired of snow. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we need some sun.
That's your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
Well, it's a live show, and this is your opportunity to call in. 407-278.
Wait, hold on. Let Newell and I bring it home.
Tomorrow!
I love you! You're killing us.
Okay, now everybody's leaving, so great.
407-278-5939 is our number. We have our first caller of the day. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey. My name is Patty. I'm from New Hampshire.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, neighbor.
Hi. I got a couple questions and a comment. One of the things, questions is, I using your recommendations for off-site dining, and we were wanting to go to Giordano's and NYPD Pizza, are they sit-down or are they take-out?
Giordano's is sit-down.
Okay.
And why is that? Two Giordano's. There's one on 535, right, Matt? And then there's the other one on 192.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're going to be on over near 535 because we're staying at the Hilton Vacation Club that's out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. Down.
Yeah, good.
Okay. And I'm a frequent visitor down there. Some of you guys probably know me from, I've been with Rad P from way back when. But one comment I have to make is I hear a lot when people call in and talk, they're bringing teenagers down and they're always worried about how they're going to react. And last year we brought with us a 15-year-old boy who was going down for his first visit to Disney World. And let me tell you, he got the biggest kick out of getting pictures taken with the characters and getting their autographs.
Oh, cool.
And you wouldn't think that age, you know, most people go, oh, they're going to think this is so lame. And, I just never said anything at all, and just let him do what he wanted. And he just thought that was so awesome. So I think one thing people got to approach, especially if they're bringing teenagers down, is not to approach it with preconceived notions, because a lot of times they'll surprise you.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a great point.
So that was just it. I've been listening to you guys now for a little while, and it was my first time to call in, but I just want to know about Giordano's and the pizza place, if they were sit down or not.
Yeah, so, Patty, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
No, they're definitely sit down. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry. Just wanted
Patty,
to...
where in New Hampshire do you live?
I live up near North Conway.
Oh, in the...
I'm way up there.
Yeah, so when Annette and Len talk about snow, they don't have any clue.
2 feet. Really, we're talking about ice. We're not really talking about snow here. It's more about
ice. We had ice the beginning of this week. We had an ice storm the beginning of this week. We had all that rain. We got a lot of ice. A lot of the ski resorts took a hit with that, and everything got icy. They were closed a couple days, so we had ice the beginning of this week.
We're actually holding the U.S. Olympic team luge tryouts one street over from where I am right now. I think I saw some Jamaicans running around, too. I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Blizzard Beach has nothing on you, huh?
No, nothing, actually. Nothing right now. Hopefully, it'll stick around for a week. I was telling the guys before the call, for some reason, people in North Carolina can't go 48 hours indoors. They, like, if they stay home for 48 hours, they must go insane. Everyone was, like, trying to drive this morning, like, I gotta get out of the house! Anyway. But enough about the weather. It's just insane. I don't know how people could live. Anyway.
Yeah, we manage. You go out in the snow. 20 degrees, I'm out in shorts up here.
Yep. Ugh.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, Patty.
Thanks, Patty.
You're welcome. Have a good night now.
Thanks, Patty.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have our next caller already. It's coming all the way from Florida. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, actually, I'm from Nebraska.
Oh, you got a 402.
That's Florida.
Glasses, Matt.
Nebraska is the 402 area code, man.
Glasses, Matt. Glasses,
yeah, I'm looking
Matt.
At it going, what in Florida?
I'm thinking Florida, I wish right now, because Nebraska is still icy and cold, and we still have 2 feet of snow on the ground, and, you know, I wish Florida.
Used to be he spoke too fast, now he reads too fast.
yes, that's what it is.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, my husband and I are heading down here in about a month, and we're coming down for a second honeymoon, and my husband actually convinced me, and it's starting to look really good, to eat at Narcoosie's one night.
Did he know?
The problem is, yeah, you know.
People are different, anyway.
Yes, we're staying at Pop Century, though.
It's okay.
Which, you know, that Scuba Towers, sometimes their bus system can be iffy. You know, it's sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's a half an hour. And we were wanting to go back to our resort and change into something nice, since this will be like an anniversary dinner.
Okay.
And so I'm just curious, is the best way to get from Pop to Grand Floridian actually just getting a taxi?
Yeah, if you're going back for the dinner yourself?
Yeah, we're going back to Pop Century. We're going to change, shower, you know, because a long day in the park, you know, jean shorts, tennis shoes. We don't want to look that. We want to look a little nicer for our.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely spring for the cab.
Change.
Yes, spring for the cab. Spring for the cab. It's $15 each way.
It is $15 each way. Okay, that was my next question. I was guessing about 20.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to compare to what you're spending on dinner, so don't even worry about it.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we were wondering about, if that was the best way, the least stressful way to have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
The
yeah, by far. And really, if you wanted to avoid the cab ride on the way back, just take the monorail to the Magic Kingdom, then take the bus back to Pop from the Magic Kingdom. That'll save you $15.
Okay, well, we were actually kind of thinking also, it's also a Magic, it's EMH night at the Magic Kingdom, so we just thought we'd hop the bus at the Grand Floridian, not the bus, I'm sorry, the boat or the monorail. And then spend the rest of the night at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, totally. Take the boat.
That'd be nice.
Take the boat and sit up front. And then as you get off, just mutter something under your breath about the dress code of what other people are wearing into the parks. Just don't let anybody in these days. You should totally have
fun.
Your husband should totally have a sweater wrapped around his shoulders and sunglasses, too. Like a
1980s teen wolf.
Right. I was thinking Kennedy-esque. Yeah, exactly. Do that. Just come in and just look and say, come on, darling. Let's go. Get off the boat.
Ooh, I like that. I cannot believe we lowered ourselves in the Beamer.
That'd be so cool, though. road. Finish dinner and then go walk down Main Street. Just have a nice romantic stroll in the lights.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you guys so much. That was my main question, was just the easiest way to handle this. Because, you know, the least amount of stress, I'm all for it.
Oh, good. Well, good luck and happy anniversary, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. 407-278-5939 is our number, and lots of calls, so let's get to them. Our next caller is on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mary Beth calling from North Bay, Ontario, Canada.
Mary Beth.
Hello, eh?
Hello, eh?
Guten Tag, as they say.
Yes. Guten Tag, Governor.
What is this, Governor?
Canada, not England.
Whatever. You're all
oh, my gosh.
There's another shrimp on the Calgary Stampede.
His ears
Stampede.
Are frozen.
Another shrimp on the Calgary Stampede.
There he goes. And this is without alcohol. Oh, listen to him go. That's funny.
That was awesome.
What can we do for you tonight, Mary Beth?
Wow.
I have a 9-year-old daughter that is actually interested in going to the Perfectly Princess party. Mm-hmm. However, it's not in my budget, obviously. So I'm wondering if any of you have ever tried the afternoon tea at the Garden Grove restaurant.
Afternoon tea at the Garden Grove.
Len, you said you were going to try that.
No, there's an afternoon tea at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, at the Grand Floridian.
We were going to do that for Tent Fest, remember?
I haven't actually done it, but I've looked at the menu enough times. Yeah, we're thinking about doing it actually at Tent Fest.
Goes along with sleeping on the ground.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm all for cutting back on the non-essentials like sleep, so I can eat more food
and go for tea.
It's all about prepared.
Would it be a good for a 9-year-old, or is this more for like an adult tea?
So no. I don't think it's for it's for adults. It's you could definitely bring your 9-year-old. You're going to want to dress up a little bit. So nice shirt, nice shorts, nice pants. It's a large enough place where it's not going to be like you sitting around with 15 other people elbow to elbow. And there's tiered menus, so you can get like just some cookies, and that's like the least expensive tier. Then there's like cookies and small sandwiches, or cookies and small cakes, and that's like the next tier up. So there's different things you can get. I would say go if your daughter wants to do it, and you want to do it, go get the least expensive tier of cookies, grab some tea, make a big deal about getting the tea and putting the milk and the lemon in the tea. She'll
right.
have a blast and dressing up, and going over there. You might even take the cab to make it more formal. I like the idea of taking a cab to make it fancy.
Oh, that could be a good idea. Actually, so. Len, I'm the one that emailed you earlier this week about a touring plan for the shows.
I'm working on it. That's right. Oh, good, Mary Beth. Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, give me another couple of days. So, Mary Beth's for our listeners. Mary Beth wants to see every show instead of every ride in the park. So she asked us for touring plans for that. So we're working on it. I was all over Steve Soros' site and live entertainment site all day today.
So, I should clarify. It's not for me. It's for my daughter.
Whatever you say, Mary Beth. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, totally. It's all about the children. That's what I say.
Yes, that's it. It's all for my kids.
I'll say try the tea. It should be fun. When is your trip?
We leave on Friday.
Okay,
oh, wow.
Okay. So I'll add something to you in the next couple of days.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Have fun.
Bye.
407-278-5939 is our number. And let's go to line 3. Hello, caller.
South Florida.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Skagway, Alaska. You're on the air.
Skagway, come on in.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
I just wanted to ask a favor of Len.
Yep.
Real quick. We need urgently an unofficial guide to Tokyo Disney Resort.
I'm trying to head there this summer. We'll see. We'll see. It's when are you going, Mike? Michael?
I'm planning for April right now.
Ah. Yeah.
And it is so difficult to get information. The website's in Japanese and all that stuff. It's so difficult.
Ah, that's a shame. We have one of our proofreaders spends a lot of time in Tokyo Disneyland. I'll we'll have to talk to him about getting together for some research. I think Hannah really wants to go to Japan this summer, so we're thinking about it. I don't know if Dawn would go. It might be a father daughter trip on that one, but we'll see.
She might have to plan the flights, right? So you don't screw it up again.
Exactly. See, Hannah wouldn't mind it. Dawn would not. Could you imagine Dawn if I had to say we're spending 16 hours in like Vancouver?
Oh, the humanity.
Exactly. So it'd be two of them coming back. Anyway, it wouldn't be me. I'd be buried somewhere in British Columbia. So yeah, we're working on it. We have a Disneyland Paris book coming out this year, but nothing yet on Tokyo Disneyland. Hopefully
Paris
soon.
Would be wonderful, but Tokyo is the one that's really necessary because there's like nothing out there.
Ah, okay. I'll mention it to Bob again.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Michael. And
thanks, Mike.
Next caller is on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Mike from Boulder.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Mike.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Great. I have How's no snow up here.
Well, so I got a quick question about spas at Disney World. We're going in June, and one of the days I'm doing the ultimate touring plan, and I'm going to send my wife to one of the spas. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know much about them. I've sort of done a little bit of research online, but I wonder if you guys have any experience with the differences between them, which one's nicer, which one's better.
We have a whole spa chapter in the book. Have you seen it, Mike?
Yeah, I read it over the book. I just thought I didn't get a really good sense from it, from the book, a really good, like, I don't know, like, do you guys, your wives, you know, go to the spas? Does Dawn go to the spas? You know?
Dawn's been to a couple, but we actually have a different staff that does spas. I visited most of them. You're going to have a car?
Yeah, we're going to have a car.
Is your wife comfortable driving off-site?
Yeah, I think she would probably be okay with that.
Okay, so first recommendation is the Ritz-Carlton, and it's head and shoulders above everything else in terms of service, in terms of amenities. It's actually one of the top-rated spas in the United States, and I believe in North America as well. So not only is it the best in the Orlando market, but it's one of the best that you're going to find anywhere in the country.
And how far off-site is that?
It's right around SeaWorld, so it's 15 minutes.
Okay.
You know, with traffic, I mean, it's right off of I-4, make a right, go for a little bit, and you can't miss it. It's right by the Marriott and the Rosen properties. I found it with just directions, and I'm really not the best navigator in the world. That your
wife, you know, your wife's like, or that you like there? Have you gotten the massage there? I know she's into deep tissue.
So we've done, at every spa we did massage, we did facial, and we did manicures, pedicures. All of them worked out very well. So there's a menu of massages that you can get, and there's probably every kind that you can think of there. I have no doubt that they do them expertly well. The big thing too about the Ritz-Carlton, number one, it's huge. And so it's not like they're trying to jam you into, you know, really small spaces or anything like that. It's a large property. There's absolutely no sales pressure for anything. So
that's really important to her. So that's great. She's really worried about that.
Yeah. So we actually rate that. We actually rate that in the book, the sales pressure. So you know, after the fact, you know, there's no pressure to buy the stuff for anything like that they used on you. It was a very peaceful, very tranquil experience the whole time. Even when I was just sitting there, I was relaxed. And here's the other cool thing about it, right? So this tells you about the service at the Ritz-Carlton. We didn't arrive at the spa entrance. We arrived at the hotel front entrance. So we walked up to the front desk, and we said, hi, you know, we're here for the spa, or our spa appointment. And the woman behind the front desk said, well, the spa is actually on the other side of the property, but here, I will walk you there from the front desk. And she did. She left the front desk. You know, somebody else came out. And she walked us all the way across the property to the spa to make sure we got there, and then walked back. Now, and I love Disney. Dear God, I love Disney, right? But can you imagine somebody from Disney doing that, like walking you from the Grand Floridian to the Polynesian?
For a price.
That's great service.
Yeah, I mean, it was just everything about it was just top notch. And I said in the book, you're going to go in there, you're going to look at the prices, you're going to say, you know, I'm going to have to sell a kidney. I'm telling you, you're going to walk out of there, you're like, we have to stay at this hotel the next time we come. It's going to be like that. I'm telling you.
So the spa is more expensive than the Disney spas, correct? There, the
Yeah, I would say it's about 25% more. So maybe instead of $120, it's $150. But again, no sales pressure, much more relaxing. One of the best spas in the country. It's worth the premium.
Okay, great. Well, I think that'll do. She's listening to it right now, so hopefully she's taking notes.
Good. Well, good luck.
Great. Well, thank you guys, and have a great night.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call. Good luck with the ultimate Turing plan attempt.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm getting a lot of feedback on that, that all the women really love talking about spas, so we got to keep that in mind. Just be spa talk with Len.
We're gonna have to start updating that. I think that'd be a fun thing for us. One group trip.
Oh, yes.
We're gonna have to go do spa research.
I'm there. Agree. Just tell me when. I did the research on the cruise for Reunion. I'll have to do it at land.
We started doing it in Vegas. Oh my God, it's the best thing ever. I went to Canyon Ranch in the Venetian in Vegas.
Nice.
It was amazing.
We've got our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey there, it's Brian from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Brian.
Go Steelers.
Hey there.
What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
What do you got for us tonight?
Hey, so my mom and I are planning out a trip, sort of like a surviving freshman year college trip for near the end of May.
Uh-huh.
And we were just looking, and we were looking at the value resorts, and there wasn't a ton of difference in the prices. So we were sort of kind of considering if there were major differences between them, and thought you guys might be able to help.
Scopa, do you want to talk a little bit about the differences?
I was going to say, Scopa, would you like to talk about the differences?
Well, Brian, you've got a couple things to consider. There are obviously the all-star resorts, and you've got Pop Century. Now, Pop Century is more recently opened than all-stars, but the all-stars have gone through some refurbishments. A lot of things to consider. Location. Are you planning to have a car?
No, I think we're just going to use the bus system.
I don't know if there's that much of a difference between the two resorts, but Pop Century is a little bit more centrally located than the All Stars. In the All Stars, you have several, I guess you'd call it mini sections or villages, if you want to call it. I call them villages in the Caribbean, but you've got All Star Sports, you've got All Star Music, you've got All Star. What's the other one?
Movies.
The sports one takes a beating.
All-star talkies.
All-star sports takes a beating. So I would suggest if you were going to stay at All-Stars, I would probably stay at Movies. I think the price is pretty much the same, although I think that maybe Pop may be a little bit more expensive. Annette, do you think that's true?
It tends to, when we have group rates, be a little more expensive, but then it evens out when they're discount codes. So they're pretty much right in there online.
As far as pools go, pretty much the same. The Hippy Dippy pool at Pop Century is pretty big. I think that you're going to see a huge number of families in both resorts, so there's not much difference there. I don't know. Len would probably be the person to know right off the top of his head if there's a difference in square footage in the rooms. Len, is there?
Nope. Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. So, it depends upon, you know, if you're into nostalgia like the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know, you may want to take a look at the theming. Maybe it comes down to the theming more so than anything else. I think there's more theming. There's better theming at Pop than there is at All Stars. And that's just me. That's just my own personal feeling. So it's really up to you, Ryan, really.
Do they get any sort of significant difference in how many people are going to each one?
I don't know. I think there are. I'm going to guess that there are more guest rooms at All Stars than Pop Century right now.
Yeah. If you think about all three All Star resorts together as one, yeah, they're going to be more than the. Yeah.
When phase two goes, it'll be a different story.
Something to consider, though, when you're talking about people, when you have large youth groups or competition teams, and it's not just cheerleading or dance, or it can be any kind of sports group that goes down, they tend to go to the All-Stars. So something to remember, you know, youth groups tend to go to the All-Star resorts and not Pop. Pop just doesn't like to work with those youth groups that come in. So that's just something to remember.
Yeah, we don't know. There are certain times of the year for that, though, Annette, right? The December and January.
It can be any time of the year because, you know, music days, they tend to go to the All-Star Resorts.
Ides of March.
Softball tournament, soccer tournament. Yeah. You just never know.
Now, May, I'm guessing May's going to have some grad nights, too. So
yes.
That could be a issue, too, when you've got schools going down. And most likely they're going to stay at a value resort, and my guess is going to be All-Star Sports is going to be right up there. So that's another thing to consider. I don't recall large groups at Pop Century as much as the All-Star Sports. So that's another thing to consider, the number of groups that are going to be at All-Star versus Pop. I'm a little biased.
Hey, Mike. Brian, the All-Star Resorts have twice as many rooms as Pop Century, roughly speaking. Wow. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
So it's spread out among three resorts. So each resort has 66% of the rooms of Pop Century, but overall, there's a big group. Twice as many.
I do think that Pop Century has a better food court.
Me too. Definitely. I like Pop Century better.
Definitely.
I like Pop Century better.
Cool. Thanks for calling, Brian.
Thanks so much.
Brian. Good luck, man. Yep. Good luck with school.
407-278-5939 is our number. We've got lots more calls coming up. Here's our next one. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Keith from Oklahoma City.
Hey, Keith.
Keith.
Go Thunder. Hi.
I had a question about incorporating a character breakfast at Norway with the touring plan in Epcot. How does one work that in? Should I go with the... The one day sleep in touring plan, or is it possible to somehow incorporate the one day touring plan with the character breakfast? Because I know that Norway wouldn't actually open until much later after I'd probably be done with breakfast.
Yeah. What time is your breakfast, Keith?
Actually, I haven't scheduled that yet. I was trying to figure out when I should try to schedule that. Should I start touring the future world and then go to breakfast, or should I try to get breakfast right away and then start touring after that?
So you've got a couple options. One is to get an 8 o'clock breakfast and try and be done as close to 9 o'clock as possible.
Right.
The first step in the touring plan is to get fast passes for Soarin'. So even if you're, 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes off of that. So even if breakfast takes you until 9:15, that's not going to significantly throw off the plan. When are you going, by the way?
September.
Oh, yeah, no problem there. Yeah, so, 15 minutes is not going to throw it up one way or the other. That's possible. You want to avoid something that's a 9 o'clock breakfast, because that's, if you can, right? Because that's when you should be really touring the attractions. If possible, do a 9:30 or 9:45 breakfast, which is a little bit late, but you can at least get fast passes for Soarin' and get through Test Track. And really, once you're done with that, everything else in Future World is going to be relatively straightforward. It's really just those couple of rides. I'm assuming you're not going to go on Mission Space with your kids, but even if you did, you could go the green side and get relatively low weights. So avoid anything other than right at 9 o'clock, and I think you'll be good.
Right. So you say have breakfast at 8, and I should be okay.
Yeah, 8, if you could do 8, 8:15 if you had to, not a big deal. September, the thing going for you in September is it's not going to be that crowded because most kids are going to be back in school, right?
Right.
So 15 minutes here or there is not the kind of thing that I would worry about very much. You're just not going to get the kind of crowds that that are going to make it necessary. You're going to get fast passes for Soarin'. Test Track shouldn't be that bad first thing in the morning anyway. You'll be fine.
Okay, wonderful.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye, Keith.
407-278-5939 is our number. Don't forget, I know you guys are all listening right now, but also check out our chat room. Go to www.today.com. You can go to the chat room over there. I got my webcam up. I think Newell still has his webcam up. So go, it makes it for a more interesting experience, I think. And the chat room is a lot of fun. I think you're going to really enjoy it. People are discussing a lot of things that we're talking about on the air and also making fun of us. But, that's how Janine rolls. So we deal with it.
Nice.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Janet, Figment Rule.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Hey. I got some feedback from, I think it was the last live show. I had I was stuck with the, I'd already bought the annual pass, but could have renewed for 15 months.
Right.
Yeah, I showed up at, I went to the International Gateway ticket booth at Epcot, and they said, oh, you know, you can renew online. And I said, oh, I didn't know. So they took it. I got my 15 months and $20 back.
Really?
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so going to get it next time I go down.
That worked out just beautifully. They were incredibly, you know, gracious about everything, and I just played stupid, which isn't much of a stretch. So that was kind of fun.
That's great.
Yeah, and then I just was poking around on the annual pass holder site this afternoon, actually, and I saw there's a free ride along at the Yeah.
It's funny for TenFest. We're trying to schedule two things. One is a tequila tasting, and the other one is a ride along with Richard Petty. We're trying
to. Thank you guys.
We got drinking.
I'll do it the week before. I'm going to try to do it at the same time.
Yeah, we got drinking and driving at the same day. That's great.
Not at the same time. That's
yeah.
So that's funny. Yeah. So that, that looks like you have to schedule it though, right? Because we can't all just show up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'll try giving them a call tomorrow and see what the deal is.
Yeah, by the way,
I'll be down on my own just for like 2 days at the end of a business trip. So
they're all really super cool over there. They're all very nice. Both for the Richard Petty experience and the guys that do the Indy Racing League experience. It really is a lot of fun, and the cars really are really fast, and they're nice too. So.
Yeah, I haven't done anything like that since I did a track day with my RX-7 like 15 years ago.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
That was loads of fun. So
this should be a good... I've got to learn how to drive stick between now and then.
It's easy. I should teach you. My dad taught me. He was a mechanical engineer, and oh my gosh. A lot of people wrote with me and they said, I can't believe you're driving a stick. So...
Well, Scope invented the Model T line. I'm sure he can give you some
tips. Yeah, exactly. Scope. The funny thing was, the first question I had when somebody was trying to explain to me, you know, how to drive a stick was, but how does the clutch actually work? Because I was thinking if I could visualize it in my head and I knew what was going on, then I could relate to. But to me, it's just a giant black box and it doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, what is the clutch doing?
I have an advantage then. I think I should race you because I know how to drive a stick. So I think
I should race you.
We should race because I would win.
For some reason, Newell, I mean, when Len says, I just need to visualize it, I just picture one of those Saturday morning cartoons popping up. And
yeah, like how a build becomes a law.
Yeah, how a build becomes a law. And gear shift shows up and starts talking to Len.
It's all centripetal force. That's all I'm saying. Good.
Nice. Thanks for calling in, Janet. Too bad we're not going to be able to see you on TenFest.
I'm really sad too.
Hey, if you do the driving experience thing, let us know how it was.
I will. I'll Twitter it or whatever, and I'll drop you guys a line. Right now, I'm going to go back now to my Don Julio 1942 and thank the Cave de Tequila for introducing me to that.
Yes, it is. It's Mexico's gift to the world. Vaya con Dios.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that great? I'm heading to Mexico next month. My brother's got a place there for a couple of months. I'm going to head down with him.
Nice.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Cool. 407-278-5939 is our number. And we've got another call. We got to talk about TenFest in a little bit, but first we'll take this call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Kevbot.
Kevbot.
Hey, you guys. I just got back from WDW.
Kevin, hold on. You're not going to say hi to your dad?
Well, hello, my illegitimate father, Mike Newell. Thanks for putting out the candles for me.
Nice.
yeah, it was a really weird trip. Living with Ben was down. Does anyone know if that's going down permanently or if that's coming back up or what?
No, that's cool.
Okay. And what else? Oh, I had like a zillion questions and I've forgotten them all because I'm at work and I probably shouldn't be calling. Len, when is the Illustrated Guide out? Someone bought it for me for Christmas, and I'm just waiting for it.
March 22nd. Thank you for asking.
Woo!
Okay. Awesome. Rock. So the other day I went crazy and I went through and tried to see if you guys answered my question at all, and apparently not, so yay. basically, I just wanted to say I had made a complaint a long time ago about you doing a series of really negative shows, and then you did like 80 awesome, like wicked positive shows after that. So I just wanted to thank you. You guys are awesome.
And, it's killing us. 80 shows in a row. My God, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. So when is Splash Mountain opening? Do you have any idea?
February 27th. I could be wrong on that.
All right. Because I can't make it for Tent Fest. I'm really, really angry about that. But I'm going to try to make it for Reunion. Oh. So. I know. Well, I'm going.
That's right. You get a boo.
Going to Disneyland for the first time ever in April. So,
it's going to be there. It's not going anywhere.
It's been there for 50 some years. It'll be there. Really, seriously. Not going in. The odds are California falling.
And I'll come on down. How's that?
Well, you got to ask your dad for that one.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Dad. I'll do. Advance my allowance.
Sure thing.
Sure thing. Wait, that was the unofficial guide voice, Mike. That wasn't the dad voice.
No, that wasn't the unofficial guide voice.
Unless.
Sure thing.
Unless.
Unless.
Is Marvin here?
Why, hi.
Marvin?
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here.
Doesn't he sound like Frosty the Snowman, though?
Marvin.
Oh, horrifying. I'm going to wake up screaming tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I wake up screaming every night. Well,
thanks again, you guys. I gotta run.
All right, man. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Kev.
Bye, Kev. Bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, we were talking with Kevin about Tent Fest, and that's coming up, obviously, very soon. It's the beginning of March. And Annette, we still have some rooms available if people are still on the fence about booking it. And there's really, really some great rates considering that it's prime time. This is high season for some reason, the beginning of March.
You guys have pop rooms for less than $100 a night, right?
Did we lose Annette?
Annette? All gone.
Annette, are you muted?
Annette, all gone. When you said some people are on the fence, I believe you're referring to my sleeping arrangements at Tent Fest. I'll be sleeping on a hammock.
On a hammock.
On a fence.
On a fence, exactly.
She's gone. But anyway,
But the rates really are good. Less than $100 a night.
Pop Century.
Contact Annette. I have Annette's cell phone number. If she doesn't get back on, I'll just tell everyone her cell phone number, and then we'll...
No.
Let's call her.
I came back. I'm sorry. But...
He figured, I got some time. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Get some bathroom. What could possibly happen? Let the boys
go to the spa.
I actually have my little mouse back. So...
Oh, no. You have another mouse?
My name's Paul.
My little mouse came back. So...
Put him on. Let's talk to him.
Hello, mouse. You're on the air.
Hello, mouse. You're on the air. South Carolina.
Hey there, Matt.
How important is the tail?
Oh, my God.
Skagway, Alaska. You're on.
What is up with us tonight?
Want some cheese. Put it on the shrimp, then we'll put it on the Calgary Stampede.
It'd be great if Larry King would call in.
It would be like, oh, it's the worst Larry King impersonation ever. No. This is how you do Larry King.
So, Annette, we've got rooms at for Tent Fest available. And yes. they can just go to tentfest.wdwtoday.com. You'll see the link to book a package over there. And they have all the rates over there. And, you know, it's still opportunity to book it. We're going to talk a little bit about the Odyssey event, which tickets just went on sale earlier this afternoon for everybody. And so that's going to be really exciting. So definitely, if you're on the fence about it, you know, check it out a little bit. And if you got a question, this is a perfect opportunity for you to call in about it.
Yeah, and we do have rates at definitely different resorts all over property. And if we don't have a resort in our group, we can check and see what kind of rates we can get. So if somebody wants to go to the Grand Floridian and stay while the rest of us are on the ground, in a tent.
Nice.
I can get a rate for you. So
we've got our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Dan from Cary, North Carolina.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, cool. Hi, neighbor.
Yeah. Hey. We got lots of snow and ice up here, that's for sure. Also wanted to mention that Annette's coworker Stephanie Hudson has helped us out planning our honeymoon.
coming up in May, and she has done or has done one or two programs at the local library for us where I work, and is doing another one for us this coming March on planning Disney travel. Awesome. In fact, you guys helped us pick our wedding date back in episode 457 we wrote in, and we're trying to decide based on the crowd calendars when would be the best time to go for our honeymoon.
I didn't get that invitation either.
Not that we're bitter.
Are you using the same service that Matt used for his?
Must be.
Odd.
Actually, that's we wanted to mention, because I've heard you guys make lots of comments about that, never getting invited to weddings that you guys help plan. So if we can get your addresses, we'll be happy to send you guys some invitations. It'll be here in Raleigh, May 1st.
You see, Matt, this is the way to do it.
See, this is
okay,
class,
and guess
Matt.
What? You know, it's right in my backyard, so
and that's going. That's going.
I'm going. Hey, Matt, see?
As long as we can get the addresses, where to send the invitations.
Nice.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Did have two dining plan questions for you guys, hoping you can help us out.
Shoot.
On the current regular dining plan package, is gratuity included?
No.
No.
Okay, so that's on top. And it comes with dessert. Can you get dessert to go instead of having to eat it there in the restaurant?
Oh, yes, you can.
Tell us more, Annette.
Yeah, the dessert expert.
So you eat one there, and you take the other one back to the room and eat it later.
Oh, my gosh, she's got a system. Oh, my God.
Do you really take two?
I was like, yeah, you know, they'll do it. She's got a system. Go ahead. Yes.
There's no doubt in her mind, Len. I mean, there's not even like a hint of perhaps.
Not only that, but she's probably like considered six different options on this. Wow. That's impressive, woman.
Yes, as Andrew Wiley in chat says, Annette knows dessert.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
I recommend having the dessert with the ice cream portion in the restaurant and then take the one without ice cream back.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You got to think it through.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. Love the God ding. And we'll keep listening.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
All right. Enjoy the ice.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you too.
Cream.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, I just saw that Len Testa joined the chat room, and you can too. Just go to wdwtoday.com, and there's a link for our chat room over there. You click on that, and you can view the chat room. You can view the webcams. It's a lot of fun, and I really do think that you can I just mentioned Andre Wiley's comment that he made there in chat room. Really, you can be part of it. You can add to those kinds of things, because not only is it entertaining from a standpoint as a listener just to help participate in there, but a lot of times, you know, we have some questions and we may need some help from the audience, if you will. And obviously the chat room is that venue for you to be in there. So www.today.com for the chat room. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
What do you mean who are you speaking with? Didn't you see the zip area code?
Oh, no. This sounds like Medina.
Stevie!
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm calling from Oklahoma. How's it going, guys?
Hey, boss, hombre.
Hey, Steve, you're going to go to Ten Fest. I haven't seen you in a while.
Man, you know, I don't think I'm going to be going to Ten Fest. I'm actually going to try to make it there on Valentine's Day weekend. I'm going to take the little lady up there, just us two, leave the Rugrats at home.
Wait, what weekend? What weekend?
Valentine's Day weekend.
President's Day weekend?
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day weekend. Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, right. What is the club going to look like on that weekend, 2 weeks from here?
It's 8th because it's President's Day week starts on the following day on the Monday.
Yeah, there's no school on Monday.
Yeah, yes, it's going to be kind of crowded then.
Yeah. That's not too cool. What do you guys, I've never taken her on Valentine's Day. What do you guys recommend?
A nice hotel room?
Roses?
A nice hotel room.
Maybe chocolate
and roses?
Narcooses?
Narcooses.
I'm gonna dedicate this vacation to just her, nobody else. So.
This is dedicated to the one. Yeah, so, a spa treatment, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. Where guys, do you guys have a hotel picked out yet, Steve?
I'm probably going to use our DVC points, so I'll probably use the yacht club or maybe the beach club. I think the yacht club is more geared towards adults, I think. You know, there's a lot more kids at the beach club than at the yacht club. So,
we should just do the show on yacht club, beach club. I like this idea. We could do a spa.
Spa, I could do the research for you if you want to foot the bill.
What a guy. Funny, you'd have to get in line for that one. I think we're good through like 2020.
Whatever. All right, no problem. How's everybody doing? Good?
Yeah, not bad.
Hey,
you?
Mikey.
Yes, sir.
Good. Mikey, you okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine.
Hey, you guys had a good run. I heard you were down here yesterday at the MMA fight.
You know, it wasn't bad, Steve. We got a lot further than I thought we'd get, so I was really happy with it.
Really well. You guys did really well. I mean, aside from losing twice to the Dolphins, you guys did really well.
But we beat the Patriots, too, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, guys. have a good one.
Team of the Decade.
Yeah, Team of the Decade.
Yeah, Team of the Decade.
407-278-5939. I can't believe Steve's not coming down here. I mean, I guess all that stuff that Scabetta was telling us is true about him.
We're going to have to talk to Stovia about that. Yeah. He's like 5 or 6 hours away.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Jeez. I don't know. That kind of hurts.
Not that we're bitter.
although technically Valentine's Day, I'm going to Mexico. So long story. Yeah.
407-278-5939 is our phone number.
Did anybody calling in that went to reunion that wants to talk about reunion? I'd like to hear some stories about reunion.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'd love to hear some stories. Lots of great stuff happened. There was such a crazy weekend in terms of all the fun that we had over there. So many different things going on. It was such a fun experience, and I don't think we really anticipated that kind of a turnout and that kind of everything that happened over there. So that's why I'm really looking forward to Tent Fest, because it's going to be really something I think I don't think we can anticipate how much fun it's going to be, because we can't anticipate everything that's going to be happening over there. And that's what's really great about it. For Tent Fest, we've got a bunch of us camping over there. Len is going to come camp as well, and Len's going to be coming later at night. So it'll be fun to be able to like kind of redo all that later and make fun of him while he puts his tent together. Yeah. It'll
hopefully,
be great.
Well, we're bringing Henry, our developer, and Fred too. So hopefully they can help me get set up.
Nice. Yeah. Becky's saying.
So are you bringing the tent, or are you sending it down ahead there, Len?
I'm bringing. So we're doing two tents. So I'm mailing the big one down, and then I'm bringing my little personal tent with me. It's small enough to be carry on.
Becky's saying in chat room, wait until I see the logo. Oh boy. Oh boy. But I'll defer to our next caller. It's Kim from Maryland. Hey, Kim.
Hey. Okay, let me turn this all off.
Take your time.
Easily confused with the this and the that and the other. Hey guys.
Hey, Kim. Just
calling in. I heard you saying you wanted some stories from Tent Fest.
Yeah.
You already wrote about it in the chat room, but we got stuck on Spaceship Earth after the dessert party.
Really?
During Tentra, during the December event, yeah. It was actually really cool. I kind of took a little power nap while they figured out if they were actually going to get the ride going again or not, but then they turned on all the lights, and you don't know how much room is really in there. I mean, you could have put probably two of our people movers side by side. There was that much room to the right of us. It's just so dark you never notice it.
Really? It's that big?
It's huge. And then when you go through, so they have all these evac routes up, and once they turn on all the lights on, and I should post pictures on Facebook or something so folks can see what it looks like. But once you go through those emergency exit doors, it looks like you're in an office building, like you're in the cement stairwell or whatever, concrete stairwell of an office building.
Yep.
Interesting.
Really?
That'd be cool to see.
So is the stairwell between the ride and the outside, or did you go inside towards the middle of the ball for the
thinking we had to be in the middle. I'm thinking we kind of had to be in the middle, but I can't remember. It was really late, and I'd done Drink Around the World, and then it survived, and it was almost midnight.
You could have been on Living Seas for all you know. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. So I can't say I remembered, but I think after we got down, we walked for a little while before we got out. So,
where in the ride were you when you got evacuated? Were you near the top or just starting out?
The Renaissance. So we got past Michelangelo, right? The Renaissance. We got past Michelangelo. And we were in the scene where the animatronics are kind of talking to each other and going over poetry and theater and all of that. I guess.
Yeah, yeah. The one on the right hand side.
Exactly. And you keep hearing these Latin phrases going over and over and over again, and it was fun.
Huh. Wow, that's cool. So the Latin phrases are actually, what do you mean you knew Mike Scopa back then? He's that old? But it was in Latin. Anyway. What do you mean he's
finishing? And I should have known.
Anyway.
Micus Scopus.
Micus Scopus. Micus Scopus.
There's also a really cool picture of Spaceship Earth as you're going down the stairs. It's like a framed photo of a full moon on top of Spaceship Earth. I don't know if that's what I'm saying makes any sense. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
And it's nice. Not the pic.
Mm-hmm. Was the picture physically attached to the wall, or was it just hanging there?
You know, I think it was just hanging there, and in retrospect...
I'm just saying, opportunity only knocks once in a while, Kim.
You're right. I was the last person to walk out anyway, because I was taking all the pictures. I mean, who would have noticed that shoved underneath my coat, because it was freezing anyway?
Who would have indeed? I picked this up at the Art of Disney. What? Anyway...
Permanent ejection from the park. Great. So I had a couple of questions for you guys about water parks.
Yep.
We're planning our girl trip 2.0 this July again, and I'm trying to figure out what the best day of the week is to go in the water parks. I know we're not doing weekends, but I don't know if there are any days that are better than others.
It actually is. Weekends are actually the best days.
Really?
Yeah. It's counterintuitive, but... The Disney water parks are overwhelmingly driven by tourists, not by locals. Even in the summer, it's true. In fact, we actually did a crowd counting two summers ago, and we counted not only attendance but the number of days the parks were closed due to capacity. And Thursday it was actually the busiest day of the week for closing for capacity. Every weekday. Had at least one park closing for capacity. Thursday was the most common day, but it never, the parks never closed for capacity on weekends.
I would never have guessed that.
So this is the interesting thing. This is why we actually count people and do the statistics, because sometimes intuition is wrong. That's why we put people in the parks and do the research.
Kind of like the left side, right side line thing.
Yeah, kind of like that. So you never really know until you do some experiments and actually test it out. It's one of the things the guide does really well.
Cool. So if you were to pick one water park, because although the girls would love to go to water parks the whole time, I'm paying for most of the trip, so we're not going to do that.
When are we going, Kim?
Look, July, we're there for a week and a half. So
wow.
Come on, 16th to 25th.
Oh, so you'll get to
that is some girls trip.
You could do two is pick a weekday with evening extra magic hours, because it does, like after 5 o'clock, it tends to wind down pretty quickly. So if you can't do a weekend for whatever reason, evening extra magic hours.
Oh, see, and I thought maybe that would be sort of like the parks thing where it gets crowded, but the extra magic hours wouldn't be as bad.
Oh, it's a hoot. Oh, my God. It's just exhausting, though.
All right, we might do that. That makes more sense to me, where we might do like an early morning in the park, chill out during the day, and the evening extra magic hour.
That's exactly what we did the last time we were with our families. We got to the park around 3 and stayed until, I think, closed at 8 or 9. And by then, that was enough. I mean, 6 hours at the park. Because people had started to leave by the time you're getting there. And, you know, it's a little bit crowded for the first couple hours. But I think by like 5 or 6 o'clock, when the evening extra magic hour started, you could pretty much walk onto almost every slide that we wanted to go on. This was at Typhoon Lagoon. We went on every ride for like an hour. Literally, it just is... going on them as fast as you could climb back up the stairs. And we spent a couple hours in the wave pool till you know, you get to that point where you're in the ocean or you're in a wave pool and you walk out and you can still feel your body moving.
Yeah.
Got
you're
to that point.
Bobbing even though you're not in the water anymore.
So we all got to that point and then we're like, look, I gotta go. And we it was great because I took Hannah for pizza that night. So we ended up leaving the pizza place or getting the pizza place like right at 11. We did some running around and stuff. And she had actually slept the entire way in the car ride there, woke up, ate pizza, got back in the car, fell asleep, and went back to the hotel. She stayed awake long enough to eat.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. So if you can't...
I might do that and let them sleep late the next morning. They would love that.
Exactly. So go grab like a late dinner, like at Waffle House or something, or if you have a car, and then go to that. But I think Typhoon Lagoon is probably the better park if you've got older kids.
I agree. I think
that
Typhoon
was
Lagoon
my
is...
other question too. Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon? So Typhoon Lagoon.
It's got to be Typhoon Lagoon. I just think overall it's a better experience. I like Blizzard Beach's slides overall, but I just think when you factor everything in, the wave pool, Typhoon Lagoon, the Crushing Gusher, it all just kind of points to Typhoon Lagoon. I think it's gonna be the best choice for you.
Now, if you're not a strong swimmer, does it matter which park?
I don't think so.
Not really. No,
no. I mean, you want to stay out of the very deep end of the wave pool, but all the other stuff, you know, you're coming off the coming off the slides. It's going to be waist deep water. It's not bad at all.
All right. Last question: have any of you eaten at Captain's Grill at the Yacht Club?
Yes, I just ate there a week or two ago.
Yes, I love it.
What do you think of it?
It's good.
Yeah, we all ate there in Star Wars. Well, not all of us, but Newell and Annette and I ate there during Star Wars weekends last year.
And, I'm thinking about branching out the Epcot Resorts. Their dining is a little different, so I don't want to do ESPN Zone and Kazina. I'm not sure how that's going to go with my family.
Yeah, Captain's Grill is great because it's pretty easy to get a reservation over there because it's not one of the more popular restaurants. But I really think the food is pretty good. Newell, what did you think of the food there when we ate there during Star Wars weekends?
I liked it. It was really good. Wasn't, you know, crazy great, but it was good.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a good place, especially for lunch or something like that. It's nice. Good selection of food. I mean, it's just, you know, it's an above average restaurant, I would say.
Yeah, I was there for lunch a couple weeks ago. I thought it was, like you said, Matt, I think it's a relatively easy place to get into for lunch. Yes. I really do.
Yeah, we had no trouble whatsoever getting in.
No, the place is, especially for lunchtime, it's usually completely empty.
And it has a good variety. I mean, you can get a steak there, you can get, and actually we were told the steaks are cooked right over at the Yachtsman and brought right over. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks so much. Just wanted to say, Skagway rocks. And bring it on, kid.
Skagway.
Nice.
Love Skagway.
Thanks for calling, Kim.
So best audiences are in Skagway.
Woo. One of my side projects for the summer is to try and drive across Canada. I'm trying to debate if I have enough vacation time to do it. Start in Nova Scotia, drive to Vancouver.
I want to drive across Skagway in a Segway.
Selling Amway.
Oh gosh.
Brilliant.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is MH Weaver from the chat room.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you all doing?
Excellent, how are
you?
Alright, I've got a few questions if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
First, we're staying at Pop when we go down in a few weeks. Are they going to finish the legendary years of Pop's adventure, or are they going to turn it into, like, Disney's Chernobyl Effect Resort?
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
They should make it a paintball place where you walk around and...
Yeah, that's right. Urban warfare.
What it looks like.
Urban warfare theme.
Exactly.
Like Doom. Mr. Scopa?
Oh, my God. Where do I start? It's really
in the beginning.
Scopus Genesis,
like a grand and miraculous fiction.
Holy God! The best thing that I guess what we're all thinking is that they are going to move forward with taking Phase 2, which was going to be the legendary years, I guess, and they're going to turn them into suites. And we heard things like. Calling it the animation suites. I still don't know if anything official has really come out. I haven't heard anything in a long time. It's almost like the project is like on hold. About a year and a half ago, I heard that things were going to be moving around 2010. Well, it's 2010. I don't see anything moving. So I really don't know. I would bet that the suite route is where they're going to go. I think they're looking at suites, and for my money, I think that's what they should do. They're competing with off-property properties, I guess. Yeah. And they need something to match what's going on out there. So my guess is that they are going to go with the animation suites. I don't know. Len, have you heard anything? I haven't heard much.
I haven't heard much in the last year since they did it. I think what Disney's trying to look at right now is their hotel. They have enough hotel rooms to meet capacity for the foreseeable future, for at least the next couple of years. That they've also got that West Side stuff that they could conceivably build to. I think what Disney's doing is saying, rather than us building our own hotel rooms, let's partner with people and mitigate the risk a little bit. At least for the foreseeable future. So they know they have enough of their own hotel rooms. If anyone's going to do any expansion, they're going to partner with someone like the Four Seasons rather than building it all themselves to kind of spread the risk out. and go from there. And maybe in a couple of years, if things stay strong, you might see them finish that. But right now, they don't need the rims.
I have to think that they have to be very, very careful over the next several years by expanding their resorts. And when they're building DVC and everything, they have to be really careful. Because if they add too many rooms, they have too many guests, all of a sudden, we've got issues with queue lines. And they have to be very careful about that, because then the fast pass doesn't even do anything for you. So they have to, I think they have to watch that very carefully.
Do you think they'll have to tear down the three or so buildings they've built since they've been standing there for 5+ years, or?
I don't think so. I don't know that much about construction, though.
I've heard so many things. I've heard that, well, I know that the Reedy Creek guys use those buildings for fire drills, and they told me that they were upset because they're going to lose them. So that tells me that something's happening. It's moving slow, but something's happening. And I do think that those buildings were built to a certain code that was in existence back then. I don't know if that code is still in existence. And if it isn't, they might as well just raise the buildings or wipe them out and start from scratch. That may even be less expensive than trying to adjust or tweak them. I don't know.
Okay. I have one other question for Lynn.
Yep.
We have a 5-year-old. And we're looking at the touring plans, and we're kind of at that phase. He's a tall 5-year-old. He's almost 48 inches tall, and I can easily push him over that line while we're down there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go with the adult touring plan and just bypass anything the three of us don't want to do? Or, because, you know, like, Test Track isn't on the kids plan, but we're all tall enough to ride it and want to ride it. I just didn't know which way to go with the plans.
So for Epcot, really, the only question mark in the plans is Mission Space. And you can,
I would
you
be
can,
the only one riding Mission Space.
Yeah, so there are options there. So I would say send your wife and son off to Interventions or to the post-ride games or something like that in Mission Space while you do it. And other than that, the entire plan is fine. At the Magic Kingdom, the big difference really between the adult plan and the kids plan is Dumbo in the kids plan and more time in Toontown. Other than that, they're roughly equivalent for one-day plans. So I don't know if your son is a big fan of Dumbo or if he wants to spend a lot of time in Toontown meeting characters.
I'm not really sure which way he's going to want to go. And we've watched some videos like on YouTube to make sure he wouldn't like be freaked out over Snow White or the Haunted Mansion. He wants to do everything. He even thinks he can handle Tower of Terror. So
That's interesting. So he's probably okay on Splash Mountain. I know the drop is a little bit scary, but it really is a good ride. That was actually the first, when my daughter was 4.5, when Hannah was 4.5, that was actually the first thrill ride, if you'll call it that, that she went on, Splash Mountain. And from there, she progressed to Big Thunder Mountain and then to Space Mountain. So you could try that. You could grab fast passes for Space Mountain first thing in the morning, see how it does on the other thrill rides. And then, you know, if he does okay on Splash, he does okay on Big Thunder, you could try Space out. But if he doesn't, you know, if he's kind of hesitant on Big Thunder, then just skip Space. But I would say, you know, if you're not gonna spend a lot of time in Toontown, go with the adult plans. If you are, if you're gonna ride Dumbo, go with the kids plans, and you can always come back to Walt Disney World later on. Or you can, grab a fast pass for Space in the afternoon. That would work too.
Okay. Do you think Toontown will still be open? Because I know with the Fantasyland construction getting ready to happen.
Well, when's your trip?
Second week of March, just after Gen Fest, sadly.
They're starting to relocate Mickey and Minnie now, but I think it'll probably be open. I don't think they're going to do anything before Easter. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Alrighty, I appreciate it. I'm enjoying watching Mike Newell's Loveline cam type doc ambiance.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Nice.
But I appreciate it. The family says hello, and thanks for all the help.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. 407-278-5939 is our number, and of course, we want to mention, of course, that our sponsor today is AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500. You know what? I bet you they're at 120,000 by now. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. But 20,000 readers
who get their dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. And Allears has been a fantastic sponsor of ours for a long time now. They've been sponsoring these live shows, and we're entering 2010 with them as a sponsor as well. And not only are they great sponsors, they also do really have a wonderful website. And Lord knows how many times that website has saved us on shows we're recording where they make us sound so much smarter than we really are. So definitely check them out. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, was that the tickets for the Odyssey live show are on sale now. What does that mean? Well, during TentFest, we're going to be doing a live event from the Odyssey restaurant. And you might say, the Odyssey, that sounds familiar. No, Scope, but not the thing that you did way back with Homer. I'm talking about the restaurant
with Ulysses.
Your test track.
Oh, wow.
beer. Nice reference.
We rented out the whole place, and it's going to be ours. We're going to go in there. We're going to have a little refreshments, a little nice afternoon break, a little snack time, a little talking, and then we're going to do a little surprise. We'll talk to you. We're going to have
a protagonist there.
Little talk, Matt.
little chat.
So anyway, we're going to be broadcasting over there. We're going to be recording some shows, and you can be a part of it. You can be in our audience, and this is really going to be a fantastic opportunity for you to be a part of the show, where we're really going to be able to talk about not only what happened at Fort Wilderness the night before, assuming we all make it through it. And,
Mauled by a bear.
Enough of nothing.
My story. I'm sticking to it.
When we were booking the thing, Matt almost lost his wife and Janine in one shot while we were booking the thing. So you got to at least come.
But we were dry. We were dry.
And safe. Forget dry. We were safe.
I'm getting word, though, from Becky in the chat, and there's only 20 tickets left.
What?
So if you want to be.
Yay!
Wow.
If you want to be a part of the Odyssey event, this restaurant, you got to book now. Don't wait until later. Even if you're on the fence,
15 years. It just opened. Wow.
If you're thinking about TentFest, you say, I haven't decided yet. Book your tickets now for the I can't believe I'm recommending you booking the tickets for the restaurant event first and then but you probably should
forget about everything else. You really need to.
Yeah. So if you want
to have room, so we can take care of you. Just go on and you can go to the website and put in for TentFest, and we've got rooms available.
Yeah, just go to tentfest.wdwtoday.com, and you can see everyone else is going there. You can book your rooms. You can book your Odyssey restaurant tickets. So great opportunity for you.
I still have to book my room. I haven't booked the room yet.
I think you can stay with me, Henry, and Fred in the tents.
No, I mean after the tents.
You have a room, Mike.
I can't believe it.
You just don't know where I put you. You're in
your room.
See?
He'll be calling you like at 8 p.m. saying, okay, you got your bags?
And that's going to be going, aloha, you got to show up at this resort.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, Len, you're not only are you camping on Friday night with the rest of us, you're actually camping the entire weekend?
The entire weekend, and I'm running a marathon or half marathon on Sunday.
He's going to have a bad back. He's going to run with a bad back.
I know. I'm going to be like, oh, my God. But you know what? I think I'll sleep well Sunday night, so that'll be good.
407-278-5939 is our numbering, and the phone lines are open for you to call in now with your questions, be it about TentFest, be it about something you're planning for 2010. We've had some great questions so far with trips coming up in 2010, and I know that many of you are under a deep freeze and or ice, depending on which part of the South you live in.
South, nothing says cool winter like South and ice.
Right? That's crazy how much snow you guys got.
Crazy.
I mean, not only this weekend, but this year.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, you know, North Carolina, it's north for a reason, right?
I guess. I don't know. And Lynn informed me they're calling for more Tuesday.
Are they
Thank
really?
Thank you, Lynn.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow,
I need to go to Florida.
Wow.
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 Phone line 407-278-5939. And, you know, while our call screeners are taking care of the next calls, you know, there's something, some news that's come out over the last week, in fact, was the announcement, and I know I read about this on the Disney Food blog, that they're opening a new restaurant in the back of Italy over there, a pizza restaurant.
Finally.
I had the same sentiment, Len, until I heard the details.
Uh-oh.
And I have to say that I'm really not excited about it.
Uh-oh. Was part of the details the price?
Yeah, perhaps.
So yeah, I calculated this. Is it? Yeah. So it's like, what's a slice of pizza like? $6, $7?
I mean, it's just, this is what bothers me. First of all, it's outsourced again. It's like, what do the Imagineers do anymore? You know, because they're not doing anything. Everything's just outsourced to everybody. Anybody who has a dollar, you can get a spot at Disney World, because everything is just, that bothers me. And the fact that you're right, Len, the $35 pizza, come on. $35 for
a slice?
It's insane.
No, not for a slice. For a slice. Or a pie of pizza. But I mean, come on. Really?
It's, but so there's what, 8 slices in a, so they're looking about $4.50 or $5 a slice. $4.50 yeah. a slice. That's actually not bad. I had thought it was going to be around $6 or $7 a slice.
I have to mention Kim Diz in the chat room said they need to outsource pizza. That's probably true. Now that I think about it, maybe yeah, that was really. A very smart thing in them to do, because the Pizza Disney World has been what it's got. It's an exercise in futility, because they have just not got. I mean, the pizza's barrel. It's not even edible. Like, it makes like Domino's taste good.
And Hannah,
wow,
yeah,
the it's true.
It's the group that's opening that restaurant. It's the Patina Group. Patina one? Group. Is that,
yeah, they've yeah. actually got a couple of award-winning restaurants in New York, pizza restaurants in New York. So it should be okay. Here's my thing. I mean, it's going to come down to the ovens and how they cook it, right? If they're doing a wood-burning oven, it should be fine. If they're using
commercial, importing their water also, which evidently makes the difference.
Okay, I can live with that too. If it's a commercial pizza oven, they can do that too. You know, if they're just kind of using like standard ovens in restaurants from all over Walt Disney World, that's not going to work well, because I don't think those ovens get the pizza hot enough.
Right.
Not that I know anything about cooking pizza. But,
I mean, or driving a stick.
Or driving stick, right, exactly. But that's it. I'm surprised that the pizza is going to be that, and I hate to say the word, inexpensive, $35 for a pizza, dear God. But,
I mean, it just bothers me that this is like another outsourced thing. It's like, you know, the days of like Le Cellier or Horizons, they're so gone. I mean, they're just not going to – seems to be like they have no willingness to invest anything more than, you know, a little bit in these new things over there. Because after – I think probably – I could probably point to like Mission Space, because that was like a $100 million attraction. And it, I think we can all agree it didn't exactly pay the bill yet.
We always loved the uniqueness that Walt Disney World Resort would bring to our vacation. And when you look at what's going on, it's almost as if it's a franchised restaurant.
Yeah.
That's going in there, you know?
Yeah. If you guys, Len, have you been to City Walk at Universal in the past couple of years?
It's actually probably been a couple of years.
Okay. Well, I mean, City Walk, if you've ever been to Universal, it's just a strip of every chain place in the world. And I remember going over there, I was thinking to myself, whoa. Man, I'm glad Walt Disney World is not like this, but
now it is.
But now, you know, be careful what and I thought I wished for it, but, you know, it's amazing how it just everything gets outsourced now. I mean, everything.
That's
funny. It's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, call me a cynic, call me negative about it. I mean, I just.
You're a cynic.
Negative.
I mean, am I wrong about this? Maybe our listeners want to call in and weigh in on this, because this is just like, it really bothered me that this is what we're getting to. In terms of the progress we're making, because I mean, that's one thing I always like about Disney World. Like Mike, I think you mentioned that, was that it was always unique. You know, it's going to Walt Disney World and you try out these really cool and interesting places because you couldn't get them anywhere else. But
right.
I can get the Rainforest Cafe in my local mall. I can get T-Rex, which is the Rainforest Cafe in my local mall. I like having things that were unique to Walt Disney World. And I really wish that Disney would kind of go back to that a little bit and invest in that. Got Kim from Maryland calling in on the line. Hi, Kim.
Hey, calling back. Okay, I have to join online on the line to rant about the pizza thing.
Okay.
I understand about the whole idea of the uniqueness of Disney restaurants, but given the way Disney's trending right now for the quality of their food for the money that they're spending, I'd rather pay more for an outsourced, decent experience than pay money for stuff that's crap, like pizza at Disney. I'm sorry, can I say crap on the air?
Well, nope. You just did.
Oh, you just did.
Oh, yes. There goes that rating.
Kim, I agree with you that the pizza is deplorable at Walt Disney World. And I'm, you know, to that extent, I kind of agree with you on that. But I'm talking, this is more of a principle here. And this is just one of many examples that I'm trying to get at here. And that it's not just this, it's a history of different things that have been happening over there. And everything is just, you know, if Disney can't get a sponsor for it, if Disney can't get a, someone to really foot the entire bill, they just don't do it anymore. And
I tolerate it better at Epcot than other places, but I would agree with you. I think I'm more willing to say if it's some place that's related in some way at Epcot,
good, but I would agree in other places. And I do think that they're skimping a lot now.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just, you know, I remember, you know, the Disney World that we all had, you know, even 10 years ago, you know, I mean, that's 2000 now. I mean, it's so different now in terms of how things are handled. And I just remember, you know, if you want to go back 10 years or even more, forget about it. You know, think about 10 years ago where you could get, where something wasn't owned by Disney on property. And you really had to think about it because maybe some places in downtown Disney, you know, in the parks, really other than the Rainforest Cafe and Animal Kingdom, I really can't think of any. And now it's become very, very commonplace to find that over there. And it worries me as a Disney World visitor because I obviously care about the product. I want to ensure that for many years I'm going to be able to get that kind of quality and, you know, repeat those kinds of experiences and bring my family down, let them enjoy it, and that bothers me.
I think what's probably weirder for me is I don't quite understand, for example, expanding Mexico's dining, but the Odyssey's closed. Like, I still don't understand what's wrong with the Odyssey restaurant that maybe a refurb of the inside couldn't, you know, kind of spruce it up. Or I don't know. I just think it's paint and carpet and, you know, some nice chairs and tables. I don't understand why we would be spending money in one area unless maybe Disney's not spending the money, so they don't care.
It could be the where the Odyssey is located. I mean, thematically, it makes sense, by the way. Putting something called the Odyssey right there totally makes sense. Totally get that. But only remember for the people who are walking around World Showcase counterclockwise, they miss the Odyssey.
Yeah, and
it's kind of tucked in a weird place. I just think that that's still they should be doing something better with that space or figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, the Odyssey. I think what happened was, I mean, it closed for whatever reason, and then Disney's become really big on convention space now, and that place gets, as you can tell, I mean, we're renting it out for a tent fest, and it's become kind of a great way for Disney to get in park locations for groups, you know, to rent out. And that's an important thing for them because that's where, when groups come to Walt Disney World, they want to be able to hold their events somewhere there. So I think they've kind of just said, well, the Odyssey is just going to become a, you know, convention space basically. But I mean, it would be great to have that restaurant over there and open again and, you know, serving again, because I think I agree with what you and Len were saying, that it's just it's too bad that we can't have another great restaurant over there.
I agree. One quick shout out for the Grand Floridian Sea experience. I've done it a couple of years now. I've done it with my mom and my best friend and her mom. And so it was sort of an older women experience kind of thing. Us and our moms, and, you know, we're in our early 30s. And I've done it with my younger nieces who are like 10, 11, 12, 13. And we've had a really good time. It was different each time, you know. We kind of did that as more of the, we're going to dress up for one day. We're going to do something special. But I have the cell phone, so I think it's great. Now, would I take a 5 or 6-year-old there? Maybe not. I think everybody has to know their child to know if they can sit down that long and just relax. It is one of the most peaceful spots that you can find in the midst of all the madness that's the park. It's just, you feel like you're somewhere else, and you sort of see the glimpses of the Disney things around you when you look out the windows. And so it's always great. We love it. We love it. We love it. I'm still trying to figure out how I can fit it into this trip.
Cool. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye, Kim.
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, Kim was mentioning the afternoon tea. It's always fun to find little places around property that, you know, really strike a chord with you. You know what I mean? Like that kind of like a little, oh, I didn't know about that before, and become something kind of cool and fun. And, you know, Len, when you got to bring your daughter over there, check out that afternoon tea.
I will. It's a great idea.
You know what I like about the pizza idea, though, is, Mike, now we have an option to eat in Italy on eating
sip and snack.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
But if that's a sit down, is that going to be a sit down or is that going to be a counter service?
If they're selling pizza by the slice,
it's got to be counter service.
It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be at least. I would
just make sure you don't tip for the piece of pizza. You know, like a tip for the fortune cookie.
That's what we should be talking about. The Inez.
is it going to meet our financial parameters though?
We couldn't have fish and chips. We could only have chips.
Yeah. Nice. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Russ from Helena, also known as Cheap Geek.
Hey, Russ.
Russ.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, Russ.
Good. Russ, I feel like I should be having a Chevy Chase voice when I'm talking to you. Now, Russ.
Now Russ. Rusty.
Yeah, you got the wrong
one. Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, got a quick question for the unofficial guide people. All right, so I'm organizing a group of 20.
Wow.
I'm a former cast member, but I'm using the unofficial guide to help start their days.
Yep.
Now, I've been assured that they will use or take advantage of the morning extra magic hours.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've said they don't, but I've been assured that they will.
If they know what they're doing, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, they'll be down there the 9th through the 13th of June. Their first morning extra magic hours is Magic Kingdom on Thursday. How do I adjust their touring plan?
Okay, sorry. What days?
I'm sorry?
What days? And what parks?
9th through the 13th.
Okay. And what park?
The 9th, we're going to start them off in the afternoon at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Get the worst out of the way first.
Okay.
And then, end up that evening with Cali River Rapids. And then next morning is Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Magic Kingdom is probably the best park for morning extra magic hours. Probably makes the most sense. And any of the guides, the standard touring plans in the guide will work with morning extra magic hours.
Okay.
Cool.
So just point them in that direction and say, here, just follow this.
How old is everyone in the group?
Well, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the matriarch and patriarch. And by the way, they're all 20 are first timers.
Oh, definitely. Okay,
nobody in this family has ever been to. Their famous saying is, "The magic is gone."
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So they are. I've been sending them videos and trying to not overwhelm them because, well, I used to live in Florida, so
yeah.
I've been hundreds of times, literally, besides the time that I worked there. I've been trying to not overwhelm them. I'm just feeding them a little bit every morning to kind of build the anticipation. One wrote me and said, "You would not believe. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is run to the computer to see what little tidbit you've sent us."
Oh, that's awesome. So the thing I would say is, I think you're doing good starting them off with the Animal Kingdom in the afternoon. That'll give them an idea of what Disney theme park rides are like. And what it means to wait in line. It'll give them some taste of what to expect the rest of the day. So I think that's a good start. If you're going to do a touring plan for the Magic Kingdom to start off with, what I would say is from the touring plan, pick like the touring plan probably has like 20, 25 attractions. See if you can cut that down to 15, because a group of 20 is not going to walk that fast.
Well, what I was thinking about doing was saying, okay, young kids, y'all go this way. Adults, y'all go this way. And y'all with little kids go this way. Because trying to keep 20 together as a group would be like herding cats.
Yeah, so actually the Happy Family touring plan that we have for the Magic Kingdom would work really well for that.
Okay.
So it keeps the groups together for like the big rides and for meal times, but then it lets people split off and rendezvous back together. Again, it works with morning extra magic hours too, so that would work out really well.
All right.
The other thing I would say is, by the way, does anyone in your group must have an iPhone?
Yes.
So if each group could have the iPhone, we have have you seen the Lines application that we have on the website?
I've gone to it on my regular PC. I'm actually calling you on my iPhone right now.
Okay, so check it out.
I have not done it on the iPhone yet.
The other thing I would say is because you've got so many people, plans are likely to change about halfway through the day, and you're gonna if you deviate from the plan or you want to do something else, check the wait times on Lines at m.touringplans.com on your iPhone, and you'll see what the wait times are all around the park. So if you do want to do something else, you'll be able to do it that way.
Okay.
I would say that. So stick to 15 attractions in the Magic Kingdom, see how it goes, and then plan the rest of the days from that.
Hey, but Line actually works on other phones too, right?
That's right.
More than it works just on an iPhone.
Thank you. It works on the BlackBerry. It works on the Palms. It works on Android phones.
Droid.
What else? What else? What else? Soon to Windows Mobile.
Yay!
Yeah, but mostly on the iPhone. A tribute to all smartphones, but mostly the iPhone. Works on the iPad too.
Oh, don't get me started there.
Yeah, right.
It's okay. Yeah, the only good news about this is I actually got a reservation to Le Cellier inside of 6 months.
Wow. How'd you manage that?
Yeah.
A lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
Sweet.
I got a 6:30 resi just for two, just for my wife and I.
Wow, nice. Congratulations. That's awesome.
For 20.
Yeah, for 20. Yeah, could you imagine what that bill would be like?
Good luck with that.
Yeah. You're significantly increasing the gross domestic product of Canada by yourself. That's awesome.
Nice.
Well, cool. Thanks, guys. Love your podcast, and I'm sorry for 414. I put it on my permanent playlist, and whenever I'm having a bad week, that is the one to listen to.
Nice.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks for calling, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
All right, have a good night.
Yep.
407-278-5939 is our number. And all right, Noel, I have a moral conundrum for you.
Oh no.
It's a certain artist is calling. Artiste.
Bring him in because this goes in tied with what I'm gonna say.
Oh boy.
Bring him in.
On the line with us is Chris Eliopoulos.
Woo!
MiseryLoveShirley.com, DesperateTimes.com, StudioCentral.com. Welcome, Chris.
And a heck of a handsome fella.
Handsome, huh? All right. Well, so for the folks that were sitting around very late in the night, we have a little Becky Knight and Mr. Newell have conspired. And for all the folks in the chat and listening online, we actually posted the new Tent Fest logo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
So notice, Matt, the people that were left out.
Yeah, there isn't a sense of surprise coming from certain people on this podcast.
And that,
hey, look, I was given my marching orders, and I did what I was told to do.
I've heard that defense before.
I just was taking orders.
I was just taking orders, Air Captain.
The following orders. So if you go to www.mousefan.travel/img/OMG img/tentfest.jpg.
Did somebody just put the link somewhere?
I love it.
I know. Becky, where are you, darling?
Oh, come on.
That was all new.
First of all, why am I being held up on my own tent? I mean,
what? See, I still need somebody to give me the link because
it's in the chat, Annette. If you go to
the chat room,
go to the chat room. There's actually somebody
it's in the chat room.
They
I
cut and pasted
it
there. Lost in Thought has it. Amy from Kentucky has posted. Just click on the little picture and it'll bring it up.
Oh, good lord! And why is the RV from like 1972?
Oh, that's great.
Yay, somebody finally posted it. Yay.
That's great.
Yeah, so that was it. So that was the fun. Should we go through a couple of little notes there?
Let's not and say we did.
Come on.
Come on.
It's Chris's dime.
Is
Scopa
pushing
talk.
The RV? Are they pushing it?
They're creeping behind it. They're peeking out at the tomfoolery that's going on.
Yep. Becky, of course, has a green drink because she's always drinking her Midori.
I'm standing in front of the bus. I just have a problem
heels.
With that. I'm getting ready to get run over.
But you notice what you're wearing on your feet.
Heels, man.
You're wearing your heels.
Because you always
camp in heels.
You have to have her do that North Carolina State stupid thing with her fingers, though.
What?
Little wolf pack thing.
Wolf pack thing. Yeah, she does that. It's really annoying.
I never noticed that before.
Yeah, all the people from North Carolina do like Katie.
Okay, if you'd stayed at Yeehaw Bob, you would have seen it.
I was there.
We did that many, many times at Yeehaw Bob in December.
I was there, and I
ran out of Yeehaw Bob. I don't know what you're talking about.
I bolted.
Nice.
I just look like I'm getting ready to get run over. Matt, you're hanging upside down, but I'm getting ready to get run over by the bus.
Well, I figured you guys were going to be in the tents, and Becky and Mike were going to be inside of the RV or whatever it was, and so you're just kind of like,
and we really weren't sure where Scope and Lynn were going to be.
They're in the tent in the back.
I guess this is their first, right? They weren't there last year.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is them sort of sneaking into the event. So.
Very good.
It's all Newell and Becky. Don't blame me. I'm just a fool.
Wow. Listen to this. He just threw me under the bus.
I think I hear the Hall of Justice calling you.
It's very, very, I think it's very cute. Very cute. At least I'm not hanging upside down again. I'm seeing a theme going. You're always hanging by your toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Awesome. He's loving this one. Matt is never going to speak to me again after this one.
That was the idea, right, Chris?
I was trying.
So wait, tell me again step by step what you did.
Did you see it, Len?
See? Everyone's trying.
Len, did you see it?
No.
Oh.
I sent you. I even sent it to you in your email.
He doesn't check email.
Please.
Len, go to.
There you go. There it is.
He's got to see it, though.
That's awesome.
Oh, you see it?
Now that we're all done talking about it.
That's
did everybody
awesome.
See it? Everybody like in the chat room? I didn't even check to see it.
Oh, that's great.
Poor Matt.
That is right. Poor me.
You know I do love you, Matt, right? This was all Newell's.
Does anything wrong?
Yeah.
You're lucky that's all that's all you're doing is hanging upside down.
Yeah. Really? Truly.
There should be a bear coming about, right? That's like...
Chris, can you add something?
Hey, you know, there's always time to change. There's always time to upgrade.
I vision a bear coming from the side.
Yeah, a bear. Yeah, a hungry bear.
Yogi Bear. A little picnic basket.
And a picnic basket? I almost stepped on an armadillo last year, so.
Chris, can you put a little campfire into Hotchburg? You know?
Oh, that would have been great.
And put him on a spit.
We're going to turn Matt sideways. Rotisserie.
We should have had Mike
Matt,
on the
what does it
on the
say
call.
That everybody's trying to kill you.
You know, jealousy is a nasty vice. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. The youth of America. Although we should put a little mouse next to Annette. I forgot the mouse.
No, we can't. No. A Mickey one's fine. Thank you.
Just Mickey.
Put running shoes on Lynn and myself.
That's right. You're going to sleep in a tent and then go running in the morning?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of silly?
Why?
Both of you?
Why?
Not me.
No, we're... Who's... Yeah, both Mike and I in the same tent, and then we're going to go running together, holding hands.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's anything wrong with that. Thank you.
That is a show.
You're nice and clean.
Exactly.
You're clean and...
Lord. Can't be worse right, than January.
So. Thanks for calling in, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Anyway. Hi, Chris.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks again, Chris.
There he goes. Chris Eliopoulos from MiseryLoveSherman.com, DesperateTimes.com. Check out his funny comics that he does. He does a new strip every day, and since he has his droid now, so he streams everything he does, and you can watch him draw. And
that's really cool.
Have fun stuff. We've got our next caller. It's Ryan from Wisconsin. Hi, Ryan.
Good evening, ladies and the tramps.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I resemble that remark.
This is the night.
Anyways, I'm Ticker Daddy on the forums. I'm working right now. And got a couple of quick questions for you. We are going to Star Wars Weekend. And we have never gone before. Hi. What can we expect? We're going on the weekend of the 30th.
Well, you're going to expect big crowds, Ryan. Star Wars Weekends is a very, very popular time of the year, especially obviously when you go there for the weekends and you're there for the actual events. What are you interested in most? Are you actually interested in meeting the celebrities, the events that are going on, merchandise? What's your angle exactly?
Well, my kids, I think, are interested in meeting some of the people, and it's really I'm going because they're interested in going. Can I be 12 years old again? Yeah, that's not a big stretch. But,
yeah. Well, here's the one thing, Ryan. I hope you don't value sleeping because in order to really ensure that you're going to be able to get a fast pass, the way they do celebrity autographs is they offer fast passes. And
the caveat to that is that most people have to show up there probably at least by 6 a.m. if you'd like to be able to get a fast pass.
By what?
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My 11-year-old just said what?
The good news is you could have one person stand in line and the rest of them could join you in line at like 8 a.m. or so, but you all have to be in line to get a fast pass by the time they start distributing them about 8 o'clock. But you're going to have to be there really early. It also depends on who you want to see. Depending on, we have.
Tell you what, I don't want to see anyone at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Line at 6 in the morning, which is 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to, like I said, I hope you don't mind losing out on sleep.
6 a.m.
But it's
that just sounds kind of silly.
How would you do it? Chewbacca himself would have to be there.
He's there.
Okay, he's, we'll make there, that.
Not at 6 a.m.
Okay, maybe.
He's sleeping.
I mean, Ryan, when the schedule of people who are going to be there, the celebrities, comes out, you'll have a better idea of who to expect. Because some celebrities have longer lines than others. And if you'd like, you can shoot me an email or call into the show before you get in there, and we can figure out what time you'll actually have to show up for it. But really, truly, you're going to have to be there pretty darn early in the morning for those celebrities, and it's just how it is because they're very, very popular.
Okay. When are the schedules normally up? Like I said, this is our first go-around with Star Wars Weekend, so we're really, we're kind of virgins at all this.
Yeah. The dates are out right now, as I'm sure you already know. The schedule for who the celebrities are going to be appearing there, that's going to come out later on in the year. I'll probably peg that at around April or May, it's got to be April. March or April time frame, in fact. And you'll start seeing them leak out there as people start getting wind of who's going to be there. Typically, if you go to StudioCentral.com and you go to my Star Wars Weekend section, if you look at the past, I have the list of celebrities who've been there in the last like 7 or 8 years, and you're going to see some trends in terms of who comes almost every single year. And I'm willing to bet you can probably figure out a good bet of who's going to be there. There's not a huge amount of change from year to year, maybe one or two new names each year, but generally the same people, so you have a good idea of who to expect.
And I take it that the celebrities are different every weekend. It's not like they're coming every weekend. It's like 6 weekends in a row, correct?
Correct. If they do a host, which they've done last year and a couple of years before that, where they have one celebrity that hosts and they're there every single weekend, that's the exception. But in that case, you have one celebrity that's the host, and he's there, he or she is going to be there. And then you have two other celebrities that are there each weekend. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay. And I assume that, as I know the last time we went last summer, and I made the mistake of forgetting the good book at home, and we fell into sin.
Oh.
And I assume that really, because of the Star Wars Weekends and the studios, is the touring guide kind of thrown, is that really thrown off, or should we just forget it and try to hit what we can, or even better, just try to go to another day for the studios just to do the studio stuff?
Go ahead, Lon, sorry.
Let's say we actually have touring plans that Matt that you made for us for Star Wars weekends, but you can always use the crowd calendar to figure out the days of the week.
The crowds, the thing with the touring plans is they really don't take a whole lot more adjustment in terms of if you want to do a regular touring at the studios that day on a Star Wars weekends day. That's not going to be so much of an issue for you. It's going to be more. I made the touring plans that I made for Len. Or ones if you actually wanted to do just Star Wars weekend stuff over there.
Okay, and then one last question. I'll let you guys go. This is. It seems like all my questions are about Matt because it's all about the studio stuff. In looking at the calendar again, we're going to the end of May because we wanted to use the $500 gift card deal, and also because the kids wanted to use the Star Wars thing. I only saw that Fantasmic is being offered like once a week on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Oh. And do you have any idea whether or not these pinheads at Disney are actually going to add like maybe a day or so, like maybe during Star Wars weekend when you would think that people would actually want to go see it?
The only good news, I guess the reason why you should have some hope for you, Ryan, is that what Disney has been doing is they've been putting out the Fantastic schedule pretty very low, bare bones to begin with. And as they get closer and they start seeing what kind of bookings they're having and what kind of crowds they're going to be expecting, they usually add more shows to it. So the good news is
more than likely they'll probably add a few shows, especially for May. The bad news is it's still not going to be anything close to, you know, 5 to 7 shows a week. It's really going to be like probably 2 or 3 days a week. And really, you should complain about it. I encourage all of our listeners, especially you, Ryan, stop in there and say, excuse me, why aren't you showing Fantasmic today or every day? It's inconvenient to you because now you have to deal with larger crowds. There's a possibility you won't even get into the show. I mean, it's not like you're paying any less on days that they're not showing it. It's unfair to you as the consumer.
And when we went last summer, that was probably the highlight of the whole trip, was seeing Fantasmic. My kids just absolutely loved it.
Isn't it a great show? I mean, it's a great show, isn't it?
Oh, it's an awesome show, and I gotta say that, you know, you wish that I would much rather have Wishes, and I like Wishes, have that go on a little bit less. If they're looking at having if they could have Fantasmic go on a little bit more, because Fantasmic is just such a unique Disney experience compared to other shows that I've seen.
I'm sure they save more money with the cancellation of a Fantasmic show than if they canceled the Wishes show, because what's going on is that they don't have to pay the performers.
Yeah. Well, maybe they could have a sponsor for it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is with
Fantasmic.
Yeah. I'll try not to go off on a rant on it. But I mean, it's just, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Ryan. And if I were you, I'd send an email. And when you get there, if it's still not to your liking, complain. That's what you should do. One thing Disney does do well is they take complaints very seriously, and you definitely should. And that's why, I mean, you know, they listen to guest feedback. They're all about customer service. So definitely let them know that you're not happy with it and you want to see Fantasmic every single night, because it should not be an issue for you to figure out what night you're going to see it. Especially think about this, Ryan. What happens if there's only one or two shows the week? Let's say two, right? What happens if it rains one of the days? You know, right. Now everybody has to go on that other day. Maybe you won't even be there for it. Now you got to go out of your way, out of your schedule. It's just totally inconvenient.
Yeah, and we're only there the 6 days, 5 nights. So it's schedules are unfortunately pretty tight. Well, I know you've got a lot of other people who want to call in. I just want to say thank you guys. You guys have been awesome. We've been listening to your podcast really for about the past year and a half, and everything that you tell us has been just spot on, and we really appreciate the wonderful advice that you give us. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ryan.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Tyler and Trish in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Tyler and Trish.
Tyler and Trish.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Standing.
Don't really have any questions for you today. Just wanted to call in and say hi and share a few things with you. Thanks to Len and the guide. We just got back from the world the first week in December. And we used the guide. Len, I sent you some data, and we used
oh
the
that's
guide
right yeah yeah yeah. Thank you.
Did some amazing touring over the eight or nine days that we were there.
Wow. Where'd you stay?
We stayed at Port Orleans Riverside.
Okay. How'd you like it?
We love it. We've been there with the kids. We've been there once before. My wife and I, we've been there 2 or 3 times before. This was the first time we've been there intersecting with Pop Warner.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a different experience. without Pop Warner was a certain atmosphere, and with Pop Warner was a completely different one. Mm-hmm. It felt like being back in the dorms in college, and state basketball was in town. So,
Wow, fabulous.
But no, we had a good time. Used the touring plans the whole time, and basically saw everything, you know, got on everything we wanted to with minimal waits. I think out of 128 attractions, our average wait time was 4 to 5 minutes. So.
Oh, that's right. This is an incredible spreadsheet that Tyler sent. It was essentially documenting all of their wait times for all of their attractions for the entire park. These are my soulmates right here. If I ever need another family, I'm heading to Nebraska. Yeah, so you guys saw which attraction did you see the most? It was like you saw a few of them.
Toy Story Mania.
Yes, yeah, right. Like
Toy
seven
Story
times.
Toy Story Mania. We were on the most.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think that was 7 or 8 times total. The most we did was the one day we did Disney Studios. We we opened the park. We're at Rope Drop. The family got in line. I fast-passed. And then I met them in line. We rode it again with a 30-minute wait, and then fast-passed it later in the day. So,
that's great. That's right. I remember the spreadsheet. Yeah, so you did that a lot. You actually got through, I think, all the headliners, I thought, at least three times, right? And and most of them more than that. Yeah, you did. So it's not like you did 120 some attractions, but there were headliners in there. That wasn't like you rode TTA 57 times.
Right. Yeah. No, they were the majority. I mean, all the ones with three plus rides on them were all headliners.
I didn't see in the spreadsheet. Where did you guys eat? Because I'm sure you built up quite an appetite when you were.
Our tastes are quite different than most. We're very plain Jane when it comes to that. So we actually use a Garden Grocer when we go there, and we have really good luck with that. And we like Pecos Bill's, and we actually like the pizza at Riverside. And so, you know, between the room and the resort itself and Pecos Bill's and one or two others that we kind of like, it's kind of hit or miss whenever we can't make it anymore and we need to stop to eat. But
cool. Thanks for calling in, Tyler.
Sure.
Thanks for the data. Thanks, Tyler.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. I had someone from a 409 area code. Oops. Hit the wrong button. So call back in, 409 area code.
It was the wrong number? That would be interesting.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, it seems like it's been a while since our last live. I mean, I know it has been. It was like before Thanksgiving.
No, our last live show was a month ago at Reunion.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, those live shows. I'm talking about our monthly.
Those count. Those are a lot of work.
Thank you, Mike. You're right.
We were trying to go live from the Starbucks.
We did four shows on the cruise itself and a show at Nassau and a show at the American Adventure.
I'm watching the football game. Come on, you're nearby.
Oh, God, don't bring that up.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
I have a question about the 15-month annual pass thing for Florida residents. My family has DVC, and so we get counted as Florida residents. So when I bought my annual pass, I have the 15 months, and the rest of my family wants to get annual passes, but we're not going. They're not going back till November. So if we bought them now and didn't get the actual pass until November, would that still go 15 months?
I wonder if you can buy the voucher now. You'd have to kind of convey that to them when you buy that, because I know like if you go like buy it all, like on the phone, for instance. Or, you know, you can buy a voucher, you know, they give you a voucher and then you redeem it for an annual pass. And then, in which case, yes, that would work. Annette, do you have any idea of how that would work exactly? Could she do it that way?
Like get a voucher for it? I'm not real sure.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, basically you have to, what you should do is mention to them when you're buying it, tell them the situation. Say, I like to buy it now because I want to lock in the price because you know that the prices are going to go up in August, right, Lennon? That's usually when the prices go up.
And I don't know how long the 15-month thing is going to last.
Exactly. Yeah, you should definitely go over there and tell them the situation. Give them a call. You got nothing to lose.
I think so too, yeah.
Okay, and I have one other question.
Yes.
For my senior trip in April, we get one night of a sit-down dinner. And so if you guys were going to be there and you had not a very high budget and one sit-down restaurant to go all week, where would you go?
Wow.
That's not a high budget.
Not a high budget.
So what kind of budget are we talking
Trails
about?
End.
Trails End. Yeah, really.
That's not a bad answer.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
what kind of budget are we looking at?
Like under 35 for a meal, probably.
Under 35.
One restaurant.
Yeah, 35, you could do pasta at Italy. I mean, we're all thinking Epcot, right? Is anyone not thinking Epcot?
Mama Melrose?
That was my next guess, actually. Mama Melrose. You could do Beer Garden at Epcot. So Beer Garden versus Mama Melrose. I think I'd have to go with Beer Garden, Matt.
Yeah. Beer Garden. Yeah. What about Tusker House?
Ooh, Tusker House.
Tusker House.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been there for dinner yet.
It's wonderful. If you like the variety of food, you'll love it over there.
Yeah, or even Boma. Boma's less than 35.
Yeah, the other one is, well, you guys, I don't drink, it won't be quite the same thing, but Beer Garden in Germany. At least you shouldn't drink. Beer Garden in Germany would be
she might be
fun.
A senior in college.
I gotta put a vote in for Yak and Yeti too. I think Yak and Yeti at times.
But of all the things that we just mentioned, better than those?
No, it's down on the list.
Yeah.
I think Tusker, I mean, the benefit of a buffet there is that you're really going to get a lot for your money. And Tusker right. House and Trails Ender are really great options. But if you're looking for more of a plated option, I think perhaps Mama Melrose might not be a bad idea for you at all.
The studios is real, except for Brown Derby, the studios sit down dining is relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, primetime. I mean, you girls will love it over there at primetime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be a fun one to go as a group.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So studios are Epcot, and you could pretty much get away with under 35. You could probably do under 30 if you guys split one appetizer, everyone just get a bite of something. You could probably do under 30 with gratuity.
Okay. Thank you.
And you said you were a Florida resident?
No, but for some reason, when you buy through DVC, it counts as a Florida residency.
Oh, because you own a DVC in Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. One thing you can do also, if you have an annual pass anyway, it doesn't really matter. If you get the annual pass, get the Tables of Wonderland card. You'll get 20% off, and that'll be a big deal if you got a big group. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
How much are those cards?
It's 65 or 75.
70, I believe.
70.
But you save 20%. So if you're going to spend more than $350, that's your break even point.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm not sure if we'd spend that much.
Yeah, it's true. Well, yeah. Okay, so you also get discounts on your annual pass, too, for some of them, right? Matt?
Yeah, some restaurants do get annual pass discounts.
There you go. Right. Look at that.
Absolutely. Love it. Cool. And if that doesn't work for you, just invite Len to come and call it research, and he'll pay for the whole thing. It's even better.
You got to love the appetizers.
And the food would taste so much better.
Yeah. Everything tastes better free.
Exactly.
Always.
Always.
Unless Mr. Testa's buying it, it's even better than fruit. Mm,
better you than can just free. Quit college at this point, high school, whatever you're in, just quit it because you already know all the life's lessons at this point.
Yeah, really. What else is there, really, it's all just,
what else is there to learn?
I don't know. Now it's just book reading.
Nice.
Right. I can't believe we haven't had Marvin show up on the show.
Tim.
Yeah, is Marvin still around?
Nah, he went to bed.
He was here and got tired of waiting. Huh?
Tired of watching the Grammys or something.
407-278-59.
The Grammys are on?
Len, I'm going to let you finish, but I just got to say, Mike Scopa has one of the best blogs this whole year. Just saying.
There he goes.
That was great. That was great. He did. That was a Kanye thing.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not anywhere near as cute as Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe it's passé already at that point. The Kanye West jokes.
It's just over. Yeah.
A lot of people are mentioning in chat, by the way, that DBC does not give you Florida residency. So perhaps.
I was wrong. Yeah, I was just, okay. All right.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. 407-278-5939 is our phone number.
We could do a show on inexpensive dining at the studios because I really do think you and I talked about this. I really think the sit down restaurants at the studios are priced at a lower price point than all the other parks.
It seems that way. It certainly does. I mean, especially if you take out Brown Derby, it's just the outlier.
Yeah,
you know, it's just I really think it's one of the more affordable places to get a meal in the park. And of course, it is the best theme park in all of Walt Disney World, so it makes sense.
Well, you're half right, but anyway. But we should do a show on that, really. Because I started collecting data last time we were there. I'm going to go back and look again because I think it probably is true. The one thing we have to talk about is quality food.
Yeah, well, I mean that'd be interesting to do, Len. For you to have like a median price point for a meal in any of the parks and what the average cost of an entree is.
I think it's a good idea.
Where to find the best muffin?
We're going to have to try it. Let's try it. Muffin. Yeah.
Muffin.
You'll be sorry.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. A few minutes left in this live show over here. And you get your call in, get your question in. I know that some of you, we were talking a lot about TentFest, and that's going to be coming up in March 5th through 7th of this year. And it's exciting. We're really it's really going to be a fun time, I really think. And hopefully it'll be a little warmer than it's been lately. But
please.
But it's I think it's going to be a good time. On the line right now, we have Disney Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Good. I had a quick question for you regarding TenFest. I signed up for it last week, so
nice.
I'm really excited about it.
Woo-hoo.
Is there an easy way to find where you guys are staying? Because I'm going to be staying in the tent.
Are you talking about like where we'll be at Fort Wilderness?
The campsite, yes, correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have the obviously we won't have the room number or the room number the space number until we check in. But if you follow us on Twitter, we'll have that information out there. But the good news is, if you booked into the space, if you're actually staying, people that are camping with us are all going to be in the same loop. But we'll definitely be tweeting it out, so you'll be able to find us. No problem. That should not be an issue for you.
All right. Love your podcast. And
thank you, Mark.
You guys.
All right.
See you later.
35 days, Mark.
35
days.
Well,
wow. 34 days, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Russ is calling back in. Hey, Russ.
Hey, sorry about that. I had one other question. Since these guys are going on the 9th and the gift card promotion ends on the 3rd, right now they're paying full rack rate.
Ouch.
Yeah. 5 rooms at Port Orleans Riverside.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah. I could buy 3 of my son's Jeeps. But anyway, any rumors of any more promotions coming out?
Annette or Len, anyone heard anything?
There are lots of different pin codes offers out there right now if you're lucky enough to get one of the pin code offers, and they vary.
Well,
I got one for me. Just by happenstance, a pin code came in my name. But
and you can only book one room.
Many. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they've never been, so I'm sure.
How many nights are you going?
Well, it's 4 nights, 5 days right now.
Okay, so an annual pass discount probably doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, one thing you should check, though, is obviously mousesavers.com. People in the chat room are mentioning it's obviously the most obvious place to check. Elbug10 was mentioning
that. Been there, done that.
AAA discount.
The
room discount codes.
Do you have an annual pass, Russ?
No.
Mine just expired since it was going to be a while. But now, since we're going back in June, I make it.
Yeah. I mean, I can make a suggestion to you also.
AAA.
Yeah, AAA might be good. I mean, put a quote in with like a Disney travel agent, like MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, because it's you know, there's no risk. I mean, the worst they'll tell you is the same rate you knew, but maybe they'll have some crazy rate because they love Annette. You know, they always come out those crazy I love Annette rates all the time. It's amazing. But seriously, yeah, no, but put in a thing. You got nothing to lose. I'm joking. There's no I love Annette rates, but we try. But you know, I mean, put a quote in. You got nothing to lose.
Okay.
That's better than the crazy Annette rate. Thank you, Matt.
Anytime, Annette. I got your back.
As opposed to the just plain old insane Annette rate.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you, Russ.
Welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
407-278-5939 is our number. Wrapping up this live show here, and when we figure out the date for February, we'll let you know what that one's going to be. Of course, if you're new to our live shows here, thanks for checking us out this month. And we have live shows at the end of every month, usually the last Sunday in the month, unless there's something crazy going on.
I can do it the 31st next month. That's good.
31st? Really? February 31st is open? Anyone else?
30th, 29th. It's on anything like that. I mean, before that, it's kind of inconvenient for me, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, I'm so glad that works for your calendar.
I'm good. Yeah, exactly. I got it on sale. It's working out for me so far.
So, Annette, you hear there's a lot of pin codes going out. It seems like there's a lot more than there have ever been coming out at one time in terms of the pin codes that have been mailed out. It seems like everybody's getting one.
And they're all different. I mean, they're anything from just a room-only discount to free dining to a gift card offer. They're all different, and, you know, you have to have that pin code.
Yeah, what does that tell you, Len, when you see so many people getting pin codes? I mean, what kind of a reaction does that evoke from you from a standpoint of looking at it from the outside and saying, wow, that's something that hasn't really happened a lot lately?
It does, actually. Disney's been doing this for the last 18 months or so. They'll run a series of like 8 or 16 or 32 different offers, you know, some variation of that, trying to test not so much what price point people are at, because a lot of the pin codes work out to about the same cost, but they're trying to see what set of features and what verbiage in the offer makes people respond more. So, like, a classic example, last fall, they were testing, like, 8 different PIN codes, where if you worked it out, it was somewhere between a 22 to 24% discount, no matter what deal you took. But it was slightly different things. For one, it was free dining. For one, it was a room discount. For others, it was gift cards and, you know, various permutations thereof. But for the average family going for 5 days, you know, four people, 5 days, it was within, you know, like $20 of each other. Cool. Disney was trying to see what offer people liked the most, what they responded to the most. And that's the thing that typically will be the next offer.
Cool. We got our last call of the night on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's St. Chris in New Jersey. Hi, guys.
St. Chris. Newell, turn back the clock.
Yeah, really. This goes back to like the beginning of the show, man, right?
Yeah, first couple of live shows. How are you, St. Chris?
Yeah.
Yes, it's 2009 again. I really don't want it to be 2009 again, so
I'll
gloss over that there. But quick question for you. Len, as you know, I'm planning a trip for this fall.
Yep.
With the family. And question for everybody. For a family that is accustomed to staying at Caribbean Beach, in order to fit 3 adults and 2 boys, 1 14 and 1 12, what alternatives might you suggest? We do want to be on site. And be in something comparable to a moderate. Go.
Family suites or cabin? Cabin. Yeah, it's all boys? St. Chris?
Yep.
Cabin. Oh, dude, go with the cabin.
Cabin. All right.
Yeah.
The good thing about the cabin is it's and the family suite too. Actually, the family suite has 2 bathrooms.
That's good.
They're both the family suite is about 500 square feet, 520. The cabin is 540. So it's essentially the same. The thing that the cabin though has a full kitchen if you guys are actually going to cook and a grill. And the
amenities at Fort Wilderness, I think, are better than at All Star. I mean, the pool is much nicer, St. Chris. Your boys will love it over there.
We've got, on the website, on turnplans.com, we have hundreds of photos and video of both the cabin and the family suites. Yeah, so go take a look at those.
Ooh, video. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's funny.
I want to make sure, especially with sleeping arrangements, because basically, couple, extra adult, and the 2 boys, basically 4 spots for sleeping necessary.
So there's a double bed and bunk beds in one room, and then there's a Murphy bed out in the living room of the cabin. Or a similar arrangement would be one room in the suite with a queen or a double bed.
I believe it's double.
I think it's a double. And then the other room has a pull-out sofa and then some pull-out chairs that you could turn into sleeper chairs.
And are we talking price-wise, like no contest to think of doing like 2 rooms at a moderate?
It's, I think, it'd be cheaper than 2 rooms at a moderate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. What,
wait, technically, a cabin is a moderate resort.
Yeah, but the cabin is going to be less expensive than 2 rooms at Port Orleans, or sorry, at any of the standard moderate rooms.
All right. What about transportation, though? How's from cabins? What kind of convenience are we looking at there?
It's a little bit more complicated. You've got that internal bus system at Fort Wilderness, so you've got to go from internally where you're at to either end of Fort Wilderness, and then from there, a bus out. So that it is the number one complaint that we get from Fort Wilderness. That's the one trade-off, I would say. Now, if you're going to the Magic Kingdom mostly, then it's not that much of a problem. You just take the boat.
Yeah, it's great because then you bypass the whole parking TTC and brings you right over there.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, so is that internal bus to the boat, or is it more of a direct walk to a boat?
Yeah, it's internal bus to the boat. And
it depends
then,
also where your cabin is. I mean, theoretically, you could get a cabin that's close to the area where you could walk. You could also rent.
And that's mostly all in the same set of loops, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, then the other thing is you can rent a golf cart over there. They offer that, and then you can drive yourself.
Probably cheaper to rent a car.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think it's like $50
a day. Right.
Yeah, you can rent a car.
I'm liking the idea.
Cool. Sorry, say it again?
I'm liking the idea. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
The other thing I would say, too, is if transportation is the is your one concern, and you can swing an inexpensive rental car. You know, look at mousesavers.com for rental car codes and try that, because sometimes you can get cars, or Priceline. Matt's a big fan of Priceline for rental cars. You know, if you can get something for under $20 a day, just an economy car or a compact, and, you know, kind of squeeze everybody in just for the 15-minute trip to wherever you're going, that alleviates any concern you would have about transportation.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Awesome. I didn't even tune in until I picked up the phone and dialed, so I feel
awesome.
I feel awesome and lucky. So good night to all of you. Have a great night.
Thank
you, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's a long time listener over there. 407-278-5939. But you know what? It's 10 o'clock. What am I talking about? I want to thank all of our listeners for calling in, for listening, all our callers who called in. Of course, this live show of WW Today has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears' weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And I want to thank All Ears for being our sponsors today. I want to thank all of our callers. We had some great calls today. Some really interesting topics came up. Some, you know, we were just talking about cabins and we were talking about restaurants. Always fun to talk to you guys. So thank you so much for calling in. Thank you to everyone who was in the chat room. It was a lot of fun in the chat, I think. Everyone was having some really, really great suggestions in there that we all stole to make ourselves sound smarter. So thank you. And to everyone listening, thank you very much. Always appreciate you guys listening and checking out our show. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, and of course, the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
That's the end of my show. Dog.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.